Today on Castle Country Focus, we have Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox, who is joining with us. We want to thank him for taking time in his tremendously busy schedule to join with us here in Carbon and Emery County and to talk about some important aspects of Utah life and the stuff that's going on. And one of the things that I found interesting was, well, welcome.
Thank you. No, it's great to be here.
We're glad you're here. Talk to me about reforming education.
Yeah.
Yes, it needs to be done, but what does that mean?
Well, it depends on who you're talking to, what that means. But I'll tell you one way that we think is important, and Utah is being seen as a real innovator and kind of a national leader in this space. We have a good problem here in the state of Utah. It's a bad problem here in rural Utah a little bit, but especially on the Wasatch Front, we have lots of jobs that are open, really good jobs, high-paying jobs, and we can't fill those jobs. We don't have the workforce, the trained workforce, to fill those jobs, and so it hurts our economy because businesses want to expand and they can't. And then we also have citizens that need jobs, again, especially in rural Utah, but they don't have the right training to do this. And so one of the things that we have found, and it started in the aerospace industry, we sat down with our friends with some of the biggest aerospace companies in the world, so think the Boeings of the world, who have manufacturing facilities here in the state, and they said, look, what if we started working with our high school students and giving our high school students an opportunity to participate in the workforce, get credit for doing that, and be able to graduate from high school with a certificate in aerospace manufacturing. So if they wanted to, they could go right into the workforce and get a very nice job, a job with a living wage. They can raise families and be very successful, or they can go on and get higher education, and in many cases, the companies will pay for that. And so we started this a couple years ago, and it's been wildly successful. And now we are expanding it, and we're excited about that. There's a great website out there called Talent Ready Utah. We just launched this initiative a few weeks ago. And we are looking for partners. We're teaming up with companies across the state, big companies, small companies, anyone that wants to participate. And we're creating relationships with the local high schools. I've talked to the mayor of Price about this. In fact, he was one of the first people that talked to me about this idea. And we're seeing a lot of success. Now, it's early in the expansion, but companies are coming to us and saying, hey, we're very interested. Interestingly, while it's a win for the companies because they get, you know, these kids who come out of high school, they're loyal to the companies, they want to work there, that's a good thing. But when we've looked at the data on education, and there's a lot of data out there, kids today who have an opportunity to be involved in the workforce and learn on kind of on the job, they actually do better in school. It's the kids today aren't wired to sit in front of a teacher just lecturing all day. But when they have for part of the day that opportunity, their test scores go up, graduation rates go up, more kids go to college and have success post high school, and so we found it's a real win-win all the way around. And we think it's important in the new economy where somebody said something really interesting to me. They said, you know, when I graduated from college, all the knowledge I had at that point could get me basically through the next 30 years of my life. And that's the way it used to be. Today, all that knowledge you get graduating from college will last you about 2 to 3 years on average before you have to relearn. So we need kids who are constantly learning and prepared for that in the workforce, and we think that this will help.
I just had a visit with Jake Miller. He was our commissioner.
Yeah,
county
of course.
Commissioner.
Yeah.
And he was so excited about a program. He's working with DWS. He didn't have that name, but it's the same concept that you're talking about. He's talked to a local company here, Intermountain Electronics,
yep,
which is a great engineering and manufacturing company. And Frank Pizzi of Pizzi Printing, who's on USU's Board of Trustees.
Yeah, I know the guys at PZ Printing well.
And the college and the Sacquadine, I'll mess up his name, but the provost there. And they are just now bringing it together. They're dealing with math and the high school.
Okay.
And they want to maybe push it down to 7th, 8th grades kind of things so that it can expand up. So they're talking about that idea and getting that certificate and technology expertise in the high school so that they can go on and be a technician or go on and be an engineer.
And the point of which
is for every engineer that Intermountain Electronics hires, well, they have to have 6 or 7 other support jobs, and they're good jobs.
Yes.
To make that engineer profitable.
And that's exactly what we're talking about. And there's no one size fits all. We want the local communities to come up with the right partnerships, see what works best in their high school. Again, it's going to be different in Emory County or Carbon County than it is in Salt Lake City. But the principles are the same. The principles are, let's transform education so kids are learning, but they're learning in a way that is practical, which is exciting for them. They can see, I remember sitting in class and thinking, why do I have to do this? I'm never going to use this anywhere. Well, they get to see day in and day out how they're going to use that math, how they're going to use those technician skills, how they're going to use the problem-solving skills that they're learning. And this is what it's all about. We don't have to export our kids anymore, right?
Well,
we get to keep
them
here.
Companies are looking. You mentioned the manufacturing group, and when companies are looking, they can come to Carbon Emory County and say, okay, this is the program that we have in combination with the high school and the college, and this is going to supply your employees for the next years. Whatever you want them to learn, whatever skills they need to do, we've got it.
That's exactly right. And instead of importing engineers from India, which we're doing right now, we have engineers coming out of Carbon High School, right? Yeah. Or Emory High School, and then those companies can locate here, and we get to grow our economies at home. We're excited about it.
Well, I'm glad I asked you what reforming education means, because that's exactly what needs to happen. As usual, you're spot on.
Well, thank you. We're very excited, and I think we're moving in the right direction.
Any state politics you need to mention briefly?
Well, there are lots of important things happening in our state right now. We're getting recognized in ways we've never been recognized before. There was a great piece in Bloomberg, of all places, a liberal Democrat from New York looked at the data from Harvard and found out that in Utah, better than anywhere else in the country, we have what we call upward mobility. And that's where kids who are born into poverty don't stay in poverty their entire lives. They actually make it into the middle class or upper classes, and she wanted to come out and figure out why. And she spent some time out here, and she wrote a big piece about it. And it's really interesting to see that Utah's getting noticed on the right and the left because we're doing things the right way.
It's good management all the way around.
We think so, but mostly, and what she found is it's good people. And I'm most proud whenever I travel, I talk about how Utah leads the nation in volunteerism. Utah leads the nation in charitable giving, and rural Utah is the epicenter of that. I mean, I think about the floods you had here not long ago, and I saw how neighbors came together, working together, pumping out basements, pulling up carpet, helping each other out.
The kids from the college came help.
That's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. And that's what makes us different. That's our message.
Well, Lieutenant Governor Cox, thank you for joining with us on Castle Country Focus and taking the time to visit with us.
It's always great to be with you. Thanks, Delin.